Hey, Randy, check out this warning on my phone charger. Do not stick up nose. You just know that had to have happened. And some people aren't too bright.
You're just figuring that out? You know, not everyone is unhappy that some folks are dumb. In fact, today's legendary comic made his career out of a sharp eye for everyday stupidity. I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and today's legendary comic is Bill Engvall, blue-collar stand-up extraordinaire. Born in Galveston, Texas in 1957, Bill moved to Los Angeles in 1990 to pursue a comedy career. Good move, because in 1992, he won the American Comedy Awards Best Male Stand-Up category, launching him on his way.
But it was Bill's 1996 album, Here's Your Sign, that made him a fixture on radio stations across the land. In the title cut, he expertly skewered manufacturer instructions that indicated they knew that their end customer might just be a little dim-witted. Here's a taste of that signature routine.
They should have to wear signs and just say, I'm stupid. That way you wouldn't rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask them anything. Be like, excuse me. Oh, never mind. I didn't see your sign. It's like for my wife and I moved from Texas to California. Our house is full of boxes. There's a U-Haul truck in our driveway. My friend comes over and goes, hey, you moving? Nope. We just pack our stuff up once or twice a week. Just see how many boxes it takes. Here's your sign.
You know, I think Engvall will be able to do that bit until he's 90, because we don't seem to be getting any smarter. But Bill wasn't just making fun of product warnings. He was also a master of family comedy, capturing the joys and struggles of raising kids and noting a few of the compromises one has to make along the way.
She bought us a minivan. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the biggest goobermobile you could ever own in your life. There is no way to be cool in a minivan. You could have on leather pants, a leather jacket, cool boots. You get in a minivan, Bermuda shorts, black socks, and sandals.
By 2000, Bill was a major comedy star, but he was destined for even bigger things. That year, he launched the Blue Collar Comedy Tour with Jeff Foxworthy, Ron White, and Larry the Cable Guy, and reached an even larger audience, touring big sports arenas across the country. After Blue Collar wrapped, Bill had his own sitcom, and he also returned to solo stand-up, this time riffing on the perils of the aging male.
So we go to this club, and from the get-go, we were so out of our element. I mean, we were walking up to the front door of the club, and we all start reaching for our wallets, and the doorman goes, please.
But it was one little phrase that earned Bill Engvall his spot among the legends of comedy.
Here's your sign.
You can find out more about Bill Engvall and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening. And until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.